No less than 6 times in the story of creation does the Torah allude to the importance of emes, of truth. Beginning with the first words in the Torah of Bereshis Bara Elohim, in the beginning of God's creating the heavens and the earth, the word Bereshis Bara Elohim, Bereshis ends in a Tav, Bara with an Aleph, Elohim with a Mem, Aleph Mem Tav, is emes, is truth. And then multiple times the Torah keeps alluding by ending words with Aleph Mem Tav sequences. And finally, the final culminating paragraph of the story of creation, Vayechulu Hashemayim, the heaven and earth were finished, the last 3 words, Asher Bara Elohim La'asos, which the Almighty had created to make, Bara Elohim La'asos, Bara is an, ends with an Aleph, Elohim with a Mem, La'asos with a Tav, again Emes, again truth, the importance of truth. Chazal teach us that Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the signature of the Almighty, is Emes, is truth. Also fascinatingly enough, the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet is an Aleph, the middle letter is a Mem, the last letter is a Tav, again Emes, again truth. But what's kind of perplexing is, why does everything end with Emes? Why not start with Emes? Why not have the first 3 words in the Torah have Aleph, Mem, and Tav right in the beginning, front and center? It's about the truth and nothing but the truth. And an answer that I once heard to explain this is the following, that life is really complicated. And often when we find ourselves in a situation, we don't understand the truth. How could the Almighty do this to us? How could the Almighty do this, period? It's so difficult to understand. But the truth is that often later in life, in the rear view mirror, like they say, hindsight is 20/20, a person is able to see the truth, the brilliance, the majesty of Hashem's pattern of why something had to happen, and why, even though they didn't understand it at that moment, but looking backwards, they understand 100% why something had to happen, and that it couldn't have happened anyway. And perhaps that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alluding by constantly putting the word emes at the end of words to show us, you know what, I'm telling you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be a complicated creation. Life's going to have a lot of peaks and valleys, ups and downs, bumps and curves. But at some point in a person's life, they're going to be able to look back. They're going to be able to look back in hindsight and say, you know what, I see Hashem's signature. I see Him signing off as emes, as the truth. And that's an amazing idea or concept for us to constantly keep in mind. We have to keep reviewing our life. We have to keep looking backwards and realizing that perhaps situations that we thought were intolerable, situations that we thought were so challenging and so difficult, but when we look back, a decade back, a few years back, often those were what literally grew us. They built muscle. Friction builds muscle, and those were the things that helped us develop into the people that we needed to become. The Almighty HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities to constantly see His signature, the fingerprints of divinity, the absolute truth in our life, and be inspired to live a life that's 100% emes, a life that's true, beginning, front, and center.